Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is an hour devoted to learning something more, not just about the world of shoes and ships and sealing wax, but about how, what and why we believe as we do. An hour for the open-minded, willing to challenge some of those old ideas behind what we think we know, who we are, and who we might become. I'm Eldon Taylor, and this is indeed Provocative Enlightenment. All right, our chat room is open, and my partner Ravinder awaits you there now. You can log on by going to eldontaylor.com/chat. That's eldontaylor.com/, as she emphasizes, chat. So, my lovely bride, tell us all about your chat room today.
Well, the chat room is up and alive and going well. The chat room actually opens up about 10 minutes before we go on the air. So if you have any questions about the upcoming show, that can be a good time to come in and tell us your questions, and we'll see if we can get them on the air. That is eldontaylor.com/chat.
All right. Now, every week I read some of your letters as our way of paying respect to the very important role you play in making this show successful. Last week, our show featured Linda Sherman, and we discussed her book and work, Fast Forward, Surviving the Race to the Future. Linda and I are on the same page regarding many things going on in our world today. To that end, I had a bit of a rant before I introduced her. Glenn wrote, I was listening to your rebroadcast tonight and your rant about the federal government and the elitists. I wanted to stop my car to stand and applaud you. So many of my spiritual friends are clueless when it comes to politics and what's going on with our government. It was good to hear someone with a spiritual realm bring to light what's being devised by big corporations and our government. These matters are not a Republican or Democrat issue. Both sides support so many of these freedom restrictions and are controlled by big dollar interests. Keep fighting the good fight. Nancy wrote, no one hardly cares that our rights are being taken away and we are being poisoned by our food and air. I eat organic and grow organic. The government does not want me to have that right. And the GMOs and the frankenfish, I don't even eat fish anymore because it's so contaminated. The surveillance is so techy today that they could be watching me now unless I close the curtains. We need help getting this info out there. Well, I agree with you, Nancy, but if you think those curtains are protecting you, you're wrong. Kay wrote, Dear Eldon, thank you for last week's show. You and your guest made so many great points. It was yet another show that ended too soon. In the past, I closed my eyes and ears to anything I viewed as negative, especially the news and politics. While I do very much believe that it is so important for us as individuals to focus on the beautiful things in our lives and limit our exposure to the negative, we must not, as you put it, stick our heads in the sand and hope that it all goes away. We can't all turn a blind eye as our government abuses its power and steadily increases control over our lives by playing on our fears. I am reminded of the Edmund Burke quote, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing, close quote. Much love to you and everyone at A House. Well, thank you, Kay. I couldn't agree more. Mark wrote, good radio show today. We should have Linda Sherman on again to discuss some actions we can take to overcome the problems she described in the first show. Avis wrote, love your show, love your books, love to hear you rant. Maybe we need to rant more often. Please rant some more. Not everyone in the spiritual world seems to have your openness and courage to speak out about things controversial. I think they fear that it might cost them customers. I'll tell you what, Mr. Taylor, I'll take honesty every day over that, quote, whisper sweet nothings, close quote, mentality. Thank you for being you. Well, thank you, Avis, and I'll strive to live up to your words. Sue wrote, hi, Eldon. I just wanted to drop you a quick thank you. Over the last few years, your radio shows, books, and articles have inspired and educated me no end. I am now on my own author's journey after writing How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. Keep up the great work. You are loved by many who have never met you, my friend. That's really nice. I appreciate that, Stu. And, you know, I wish you the very best with your new book. I'll repeat the title of that book just because you wrote such a nice letter, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. Thank you again, Stu. Tricia posted, check out Eldon Taylor's subliminal CDs. They are world class. I have one playing in the background right now. You know, this show is for Tricia and others like her, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Laura wrote, I've been meaning to write to you for some time. I received the CDs and have been listening to them. I am so happy to report that my level of fear and anxiety has decreased significantly. I can't believe how much more peaceful I feel. Thank you so much. Jan wrote, I want you to know that your InnerTalk CDs are awesome. My life is finally where I want it to be, and it's because of InnerTalk. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kiana wrote, hi, I love the newsletter. I also love Eldon's work. I've been listening to his audio recordings for 3 years, and my life has really transformed because of them. Gregory wrote, I am amazed at the concrete content provided on Eldon Taylor's site, InnerTalk, and his books. Eldon's experience, studies of the brain, and how we process the events around us have been very helpful in finding a better balance in my life. Michelle wrote, I love your products. We have the creativity series. Funny thing is that it has helped me to think outside of the box at work as well. Well, good going, Michelle. Now, of all the many amazing comments and letters on my Hay House Summit presentation, there was one dissenting voice, one adamant adversion. Irene wrote, quote, well, now I'm totally stumped. I see what Eldon Taylor is talking about. I see how my own hard beliefs interfere with my affirmation. And I have felt for some time now that no matter how many affirmations, excuse me, I'm to clear my throat. I say every second of every day, nothing is going to dissolve those hardwired beliefs that are in my brain. But nobody tells you exactly how to rewire your brain. Mr. Taylor just went on to reinforce how impossible it is to rewire your brain. I mean, I would go absolutely crazy trying to figure out if I have ever had an original thought. This conversation just made me feel hopeless. Close quote. All right. Now, you know, I'm sorry, Irene, but the path to personal enlightenment is not an easy one. Perhaps that's just my take. You know, I'm reminded of a recent study that is often referred to just as the Buddha Mind Study. The brains of Tibetan monks were monitored by fitted skull caps with 128 electrodes. And the monks were asked to attain a meditative state of, quote, unconditional loving kindness and compassion, close quote. The brain's gamma activity in these monks was 30 times greater than the average in novice meditators. Quoting from an article by Christoph Koch that appeared in Scientific American Mind, quote, when simply quietly resting, their baseline brain activity was distinct from that of students. That is, the techniques practiced by Buddhists for millennia to quiet, focus, and expand the mind, the interior aspect of the brain, had changed the brain that is the exterior aspect of the mind. And the more training they had, the bigger the effect. Close quote. Now, some people think that you can wiggle your nose or tap your tummy or in some other way gain an instant fix. And it's done. Voila! Magic! Enlightenment arrives. I don't mean to cause someone stress by pointing out that it will take work to truly clear yourself of baggage, find your true self, eliminate those false images and automatic negative thoughts, and orient your life accordingly. But then I don't promise you anything but the straight-up unmitigated truth here anyway. The fact is, as Hermann Hesse put it in his wonderful book, Siddhartha, quote, knowledge can be communicated, but not wisdom. One can find it, do wonders through it, but one cannot communicate and teach it, close quote. I can tell you how the brain-mind works. what the hard research has revealed, how the psychology of being human functions to adapt, what the sages of the past have taught, and so forth. I can suggest tools, as I did in the Hay House Summit interview, such as self-hypnosis, meditation, subliminal communication, simple uncovering techniques, and more. But if you think it's easy, well, I'm sorry, Irene, and anyone else, it's not. Indeed, you must truly desire it, and it's a lifelong journey. The answer to whether or not you are enlightened is somewhat akin to the answer to how high is up. And as for desire, well, I'm reminded of a story I shared in my book, Just Be, that's worth repeating here, I think. It seems there was a young fellow from a rather prominent family of some status and wealth. One day he decided he wanted to learn about the nature of life, its purpose, secrets, and meaning. He had heard of a wise old man that often taught nearby, so he decided to make the journey and discuss the meaning of life. Once near the wise old man, our young fellow approached him directly, as a mayor might approach a city patrolman. With his face only inches away from the old man and while peering down upon his head from above, the young fellow spoke, "I want to know the secrets of life. Tell me now, what are they?" Well, the old man ignored the young fellow and simply lowered his head, turned, and walked away. The young fellow was insulted. No one had ever treated him with this much disrespect. He shouted at the old man, "You don't know anything anyway. You're just a phony needing to boost your ego. So you pretend to know what you couldn't possibly know." And the young fellow continued this sort of mocking until the old man was out of sight. For years, our young man, now middle-aged, criticized the old man whenever he heard his name. But the old wise man's fame just seemed to grow. Finally, the day came that our now middle-aged fellow decided to try once again to approach the wise man. This time he decided to try and do it in a private moment, when the two of them would be alone. He waited and chose his time. The old man was down by the river washing his clothes. Our middle-aged fellow walked right down to the shore, knelt down so as to be looking up at the wise man, and once again asked, but this time with humility, "Master, please tell me the secrets of the universe." The wise man smiled, quickly grasped our fellow by the back of the neck, and submerged his head in the water. When the wise man pulled our fellow's head from the river, he looked him straight in the eye and said, "Now tell me, what did you desire most when your head was underwater?" "Why, air, master, air." The wise man replied, "When you desire to know the wisdom of life as much as you desired air, you will come to know." The moral to this story is simple and straightforward. Realizing all that you can be, all that you were created to be, all the gifts that are yours to use, all the meaning that exists in living, that's not a description of some sometime hobby. This is something you do every day, something you work at, something you strive for, and something you learn from every single event in your life. It's not an overnight quick fix. The word Israelite roughly means one who wrestles with God. In a sense, we are all Israelites, in that we must wrestle with our own nature, our own being, and then the interface with the divine and all that is, in order to genuinely know ourselves. Okay, well, it looks like I'm on a bit of a rant again, but it's on target with today's subject, so I'll leave it there. As always, I encourage your thoughts and opinions. I invite you to opine by sending your email to eldon@eldontaylor.com or by joining me on Facebook. Now to today's show. What is it we really want? Why and how do we get it? Now, there are both long-term and short-term desires. For example, perhaps we all really would like world peace and instant enlightenment. But that's a process that we have to realize may take a lifetime. Still, if it is to be accomplished, we begin on a day-to-day basis. One of the questions my lovely bride Ravinder often asks callers goes like this. What is it that would make you feel better today? Think about that. How would you answer that question? You know, we have several phone lines, and I'm going to kind of interdict here for a second because I just thought of this, you know. Sometimes you listen to a radio show, and caller number 9 wins the big prize.
Mm-hmm.
Well, around here it is caller number 9 wins. Ravinder picks up the phone. You're the big prize because you're the last one to grab those phones.
That's true.
So you are a prize. All right. We often wander about without focus. What is it that we really want? Oh, sure. Again, we want the dazzling and magnificent things in the long run. World peace, maybe even $1 million. But what do you want today? When the focus is brought home to right now, the ever transitory and ephemeral moment, what is it that would put a smile on your face? What is it that would make you happy right now, today? You know, for most of us, we have many intermediate goals, short-term goals, long-term ambitions and desires. For example, when today's show is over, I plan to enjoy a delightful lunch with my lovely bride at a favorite eatery nearby. And then we're going to pick up our parrot from the University of, well, from Washington State University, where the veterinarians have been making sure that Raj is just okay. You know, that puts a smile on my face. That's a very short-term item that will put a smile on my bride's face as well. I'm working on another book, so managing my time is important as well, and Ravinder and I are training for our first ever marathon, what I won't do for her. So that, too, is among the things that pleases me. The point. Zen teaches us that we must live in the moment, but never discard the context of the past and future. Living in the moment is all we have. But as the founder of Zen, Dogen, tells us, quote, "We may experience only the present right now, but the present exists and is significant only in its relationship to the past and future. To ignore the moment that we live is to lose reality, because all that is real is that moment. But to ignore the past and the future is to lose the meaning of reality." Close quote. Okay, then what would it take to put a smile on your face? What would you put on your list of immediate, short-term, mid-term, and long-term ambitions and goals? Is weight loss in there? Is becoming fitter among your ambitions? Are there habits you would like to establish and others you would like to break? Aristotle said, "Excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but we rather have those because we have acted rightly. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Is education on your goal list? I try to be a perennial student, and in so doing, quite often I discover a new wonder, a new awe, something special and exciting. Is that in your list somewhere? Henry Ford said, quote, "Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young." Close quote. Staying young, is that one of your ambitions? You should know that research shows you actually can turn back the aging clock by changing the way you think. Indeed, Ravinder, you have stories about our quantum younging program that was developed based on the hard research of folks like Ellen Langer at Harvard. And I'm going to ask you about that and much more in just a few moments. So today, Ravinder and I are going to discuss those steps, little steps and larger steps, all on the path toward the realization of what it takes to make you happy, to put a smile on your face, to provide peace, balance, and harmony in your lives. We know that the longest journey begins with a single step. Finding your place in the world and maximizing your talents and abilities is something managed, one step followed by another. So, Ravinder, I'm going to interview you today. You are our guest. You speak to people about their goals and ambitions every day on Lucky Caller Number 9. So, let me ask you this. Why does accomplishing the small things lead us to the larger, such as finding our path and purpose in life?
You know, it is a case of, I like to express it as, you know, collecting happy moments, collecting successes. You know, when you are successful at a small goal, then you feel more confident about the larger goals. When you take control of your own body, say, if you're trying to lose weight or exercise more, then you have a greater deal more confidence in tackling the bigger issues. You have to like yourself. You know, that is the key to enlightenment of any kind. That is the key to the very first step, is that you have to like yourself. And that isn't the narcissistic kind of like yourself. You know, aren't I gorgeous? Aren't I beautiful? Aren't I wonderful? It's the real, I like the person that I am. Or, you know, perhaps I'm not perfect, but I'm working at this. I want to be better at that. So it's those small things, I think, become really vital. You have to like yourself.
If you didn't begin with the small things, where would you possibly begin? I mean, I kind of think of that story about how do you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time, uh-huh. You know. But just theoretically, can you imagine going off into some cave and just somehow turning off the world once you had been raised in this world, and turning off all those automatic negative thoughts and somehow then, what, finding enlightenment? Can you even imagine that?
The fact is, it isn't going to happen. And that is one of the, you know, that category of questions that I get on the phone. You know, lots of people want the big solutions right now. They want to fix it all. They want everything to be perfect right this moment. And that's when I turn and say, what would help you today? Forget about, you know, all this huge picture that you're looking at. How do you get on the path to that? The fact is, life is a journey, you know. The best thing you can do is to move yourself so that you're on the path, and then you start collecting your successes, and it's one after the other. And
you know, I have the rare advantage here in that we have had many, many conversations, so it's very easy for me to just pick up on anything you say here. But I love your philosophy about why life, and why don't you just share that? I mean, we're here. We're in a physical world. There are all kinds of things to experiment, to play with, to taste, etc. Tell us about life is here to taste the chocolate.
It is. You know, there is that philosophy that live in now. You know, forget everything else. Just live in now. Now is all that matters. And, you know, that has some practical, you know, there's no point worrying about everything. But to me, I see the entire package of life as being a gift. You know, the fact that we are born, we grow up, you know, we turn into adults, the dreams that we have for the future, that is a huge part of life. As we get older, looking back and seeing what you've accomplished, you know, when you look at your children and they have their achievements, you live through them, you look at society as a whole. I think it's all part of the package. I think it is a huge wrong to be so focused on now that you disregard the past and the future. That is part of life. That is the gift.
Have you ever considered the paradox that exists in an Eastern philosophy that might teach you now is all there is? And obviously, I would practice more closely toward the Zen interpretation, uh-huh, of, you know, you have to look at the past and the as well, and the future. But the great paradox that exists in, listen, live only in now, and then we'll look at the Akashic record when we cross over to see everything that has happened in. You know, it's a great paradox.
There it is. I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to play with those things, as you know. That's logic for you. You know, we're going to come back. I'm going to ask you a lot more questions. But for the moment, we have a hard break coming up. We're discussing what is it that we really want and how do we get it. If you're not already in our chat room, now is a great time to join in the conversation. You can log in by going to eldentaylor.com/chat. Do stay tuned, though. We'll be right back after a few words from some of our friends.
Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're discussing what it is that we really want and how we might achieve it. But before we get back to the show, I want to invite you once again to become a fan by joining me on Facebook. I post regularly everything from where I am and what's on next to the latest in science, technology, and consciousness studies. And from time to time, I suppose, I rant with some of my opinions about the world we live in. I also want to remind you to be sure and register to receive my free newsletter when you visit my site and get your free MP3. All right, before the break, you and I were discussing, the nature of life, quality of life, and how the little steps are really the process to the big step. How you, if you fail to move through those smaller steps, you simply can't possibly ever get to the larger step. But in the setup piece, I said something about the Quantum Younging program. So let's pick it up there. I don't want to forget that. We ran a pilot study, and you received quite a few photos and a large subset of feedback. Tell us about that study. And most importantly, tell us about that study first, and then I'll ask you this next question.
Well, this was one that you ran through your e-news. So, occasionally we do run different studies, on different programs. And you announce that through your e-news. If anyone wants to subscribe to that, just go to eldentaylor.com and, subscribe. You get lots of information. But this particular one was on the quantum younging. At that time, if I remember rightly, you were dealing with a great deal of, the work in the area of memory and how that relates to staying young. So we decided to test it out. So you asked the subscribers who wanted to participate. They all got the program. They took photographs beforehand, and we had a report of where they were, how old they were, some of those basic things. And then afterwards we asked for the post photographs, right, and some of their comments. And it was pretty cool. Some of the things that we got, I mean, the pictures, obviously I can't show to you, there's privacy issues for one thing, and over the air, the picture doesn't really translate very well anyway. But let me just read you a couple of the comments that we had. There was one customer, she was out in South Africa, and she was comparing it. She had actually agreed to participate in it, but then didn't get around to sending the post stuff right away. But she was talking to some friends, and she got out some pictures of when she got married, and they did a direct comparison themselves. What she says is that she had had gray hair since she was 27, and by this time she was 34, and she hadn't had any new gray hairs for 12 months. Her weight had been erratic, bouncing between 48 and 58 kilograms, which made her 5 to 10 kilograms underweight. She's at this point had maintained her weight at 62 kilograms for 12 months, so she got the stability that she was looking for. She'd had an accident which left scarring on her right eye down the right side of her face when she was 17, and the scar color had noticeably faded for the last 12 months, so much so that the marks were barely noticeable. That's pretty incredible stuff. She has no wrinkles left on her face at all. And then she talks about not suffering from migraines anymore. She used to take 8 painkillers a day at that point. And, it just goes on and on. She says that not having migraines isn't really a physical change, but the migraines were caused because of a result of eye strain due to the amount of graphic work that she was doing. So after using the quantum younging, she wasn't getting the eye strain. So, she wasn't getting headaches.
Is that atypical or was that typical?
We get these comments quite a lot.
No, from the study. So that was typical of what you got from the study.
Definitely.
All right. Now, we have a number of studies that have been done on InterTalk by independent researchers, not by, ourselves, right hand to left hand. At leading institutions. In fact, governments have actually studied, the government of Mexico, the government of Germany.
Yep.
So these studies, they range from reducing anesthetic requirements and post-secondary care where surgery is concerned to increasing breast size and everything in between. So the studies are not just what, you know, a person might expect, you know, things mental. These are words after all. So, I mean, I'm reminded about a radio interview that I did years ago where one of the callers called in, and this happened to be a study that we had done that dealt with physiology. And this caller called in and said, yeah, sure, I suppose you got a tape that's going to change my oil and lube my car, too, you know, back in the tape days. So my question is this. How is it that InnerTalk can work in domains such as these?
Well, you know, I think that's actually pretty simple. There's been a great deal of work done on the mind-body connection. So the mind definitely does influence the body. To me, though, the other factor that I think is really important is regarding placebos. A great deal of research is done, and they disregard the placebo effect. Now, as I've said on the air before, I think that's a huge mistake, because what we want to do is find a way to turn on the placebo effect. Imagine being able to fix everything without taking a pill.
Are you saying that InnerTalk turns on a placebo effect?
I'm saying it taps into that mind-body connection. The placebo effect is just the belief that something is working. So if you can just have the belief that you have fixed yourself or you have the ability to fix yourself, most certainly.
And you can even enlarge breasts.
That's correct. You know, I have to admit, there are certain titles we have that have strained my my belief at certain times,
and the credibility issues.
Yeah, a little bit. But the breast enlargement is one of those. But let me share you, I think, one of the cutest testimonials that we got on the breast enlargement, which has been researched independently. It was actually published in What Medicine magazine in England, and they actually, you know, that was a double-blind study that they did, and they actually found the differences in, you know, in the breast size increasing. But the testimonial that we had that I thought was the cutest was this guy that called in, and he basically says, you know, I want to learn more about your programs. My girlfriend got into this, you know, and I thought she was crazy. She got the breast enlargement program, and I thought she was out to lunch. But I look at her, and I can see the difference. So what do you have for me?
That's cool. Okay. So let me ask you this. What are you most asked when dealing with people about InnerTalk? Lucky caller number 9, what are you most asked?
You know, that can go into two categories. The question that I think people want to know most is, how quickly is it going to work? You know, everybody, however much we try not to, we still like instant gratification. They want to know how quickly it can work and if the results are permanent. So, you know, the answer to the first part, you know, comes down to the program that you're using, you know, how specific it is to you. There are certain programs that I use that I can feel a difference within a day or two. That's when I have found the correct program for what it is that I'm trying to do. And 99% of the time you can pull a title off the shelf and, you know, whatever the title's for, if it sleeps soundly, it's going to, you know, it's going to work. Sometimes, though, you do have to dig around and, you know, find the cause
of
the issue.
Give us an example of what you mean by that.
You know, a slightly different example would be, you know, as someone says they want to be more prosperous, so they get the prosperity and abundance program. And then they call in and say that it doesn't work. But if you remember how the program itself works, InnerTalk only works by priming how you talk to yourself. So if there was something in your belief system that was keeping money away, then the program is going to work. And we've had some really amazing testimonials to that fact. However, if your belief system is correct, but you haven't applied any of it, you know, so you haven't gotten a job or you haven't taken some of those steps in order to get more prosperous, then it isn't going to do anything. You have to go through all the specific steps. You know, we have the same thing with the person that gets the ultra success power, health, wealth, and the fountain of youth, and they want to be successful. But then I turn to them and say, what does success mean to you? And they could say, it means having a good relationship. Well, the Ultra Success Program is a great general program. I'm all for keeping yourself tuned up, and I put that program in that category. But if success to you means getting a better relationship, then you need to get the relationships program. If it means getting a better job, you know, maybe that means being more assertive so that you can ask your boss for, you know, more pay, or it means getting the education. So maybe you want accelerated learning so you can get the education so that you can apply for the better job. You know, maybe it's how you present yourself in an interview. So therefore, it can be confidence and esteem so that you present yourself well. You see, there's lots of different directions you can go in. I'm not a strong, we get those people who will call in and they want the program to work just like that. They don't want to work at it. They want to play the program for an hour a day and instant gratification for everything. And I don't have an awful lot of patience for that. You know, to me, work is not a four-letter word. It is a four-letter word, but it's not a bad four-letter word. Work to me can be easily replaced by play. You know, this is life and, you know, all the things that you achieve in it. It's okay to work at something.
So, but I'm missing something. I get the InterTalk program. I understand that I'm not going to listen to it and then just watch TV for 23 hours the rest of the day. But what do you mean by I'm going to work? I'm going to push the button, the play button.
You play the button. No, you have to work to think about what it is that you really need to do. You know, so if you want to be...
So you're talking about work in order to choose the correct title?
That's correct, sometimes.
Okay, and then what? Is there exercises or something I must also do? Or does the change come from the inside out?
No, the change does come from the inside out. It's a case of finding the correct program for the changes that it is that you want
to
do.
So you're saying I have to take my time and be cautious with my selection and...
You have to think about it.
You know, what I'm reminded of is I remember I was speaking to a very large group in Mexico one day.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after I'd finished explanations and so on and so forth, we opened it up for Q&A. And I had a good translator because my Spanish is not fluent, as you know. And, you know, a person from the back of the room stood up and had a question. And their question was they had obtained or purchased the creative writing program. And they didn't see that any difference had occurred. And they'd played it every day, at least an hour a day, for 30 days. So I asked the person, well, you know, take out the affirmations. Let's do that. I mean, have you done that? Take out the affirmations, read them carefully, thoughtfully, you know, through to see if there's anything that you disagree with. And we didn't happen to have the affirmations right there handy to do that. So I asked her what she did for a living. She was a writer. She was a journalist. She wrote an article every day, and she'd written several books that were best-selling books. So it was like, now, wait a minute, then. What did you expect to get out of creative writing? You're already creative writing. You're already a very well-known author, you know. And in her eyes, it was, oh, well, somehow I thought I'd get, you know, some kind of a boost out of it or something. This is somebody that wrote every single day. So in other words, I guess, you know, what you're saying is, if you're a math genius, getting a math program isn't going to help you. But if you need help with math and you get a program on studying, it's not going to be as effective as if you got the math program itself. Did I understand that?
That's correct.
Okay, let me ask you this. What are you most asked when dealing with people? I should change it to, what's the most common objection you hear from people when you talk to them about InterTalk?
You know, I think it can be price.
Price.
Price can be a big thing. And also, you know, there are lots of other people out there that sell similar kinds of, you know, and they make huge claims. You know, they claim that it's going to change your life. It's going to fix it all in one go. It's going to do magical things. And then they come to us. And no, my approach is a whole lot more realistic than that. You know, InterTalk works by priming how you talk to yourself. It is a patented technology. You spent years and years developing it. You know, it has been proven it has been proven to work. It has been researched at places like Weber State University, Bremen University, Colorado State University, Stanford University. It has been demonstrated to prime how you speak to yourself. The development of the technology, you know, I mean, that took a great deal of work. Lots of people can churn out a business from the basement of their home and, you know, and then they put a product up that they haven't researched, they haven't checked, and they put it up for $10 and, well, they don't have any expenses behind it.
So are you saying that not every audio recording, not every subliminal out there is the same?
Not by a long way. Not by a long way. You know, we have the reports of people that record the affirmations 40 dB beneath the primary carrier. The majority of players that we have simply don't pick that up, so it isn't there. You have the affirmations that are sped up, you know, and it has been shown that the brain doesn't understand it. If it could hear it, forget about it if it's a subliminal. You can have the multi-layers, so you have this billion affirmation mentality and they have it at different depths. Well, for the subliminal to work, it has to be at a very specific depth. You have affirmations in the second person. Can you imagine if you were working with an esteem program and the affirmation? So this is, you know, it's priming how you talk to yourself. So your self-talk, your inner talk is saying, you are good, you are capable, you can do everything. Yeah. I would feel sucky because everyone
that
else is wonderful.
That would exacerbate the problem. I already
everyone
think
is
that,
wonderful and I'm dreadful. So, yeah, that makes an absolute huge difference. You know, the kinds of affirmations that you put on too. I remember when I first met you, you were teaching in England, and we spent one afternoon. Now, we were all therapists in the, you know, in the classroom. And we spent an entire afternoon creating affirmations for a particular client that you had at the time. And then you went through and beat them all up. You know, it's like, you know, an example of that would be, you know, for a stop smoking. If you have an affirmation that says 10 cigarettes a day is more than enough for me. And you pointed out that, you know, that gets jumbled up in your mind and it could easily become more than 10 cigarettes is enough for me, so right. I have to have more, you know?
Right, and there are the aversive aspects, et cetera. But let me ask you this then. I mean, I concur with you, obviously, with everything that you're saying. We have run dozens of studies. I say there have been dozens of studies run on our product. We have run some ourselves, like the oncology study, anesthetic studies, and so forth. But dozens of studies, tight double-blind studies. That's where the experimenter doesn't really even know which group is getting the placebo and which group is getting the real, you know, thing. You know, that's considered to be the most rigorous of all scientific studies. And we publish those studies. Okay. Is there anybody else out there that, you know, in this venue that has a single independent study? None? No, other double-blind studies?
I check into these things periodically. You know, that's part of my job. And to my knowledge, there is not a single company out there whose products have been researched by independent researchers and been demonstrated effective. The fact is, you know, there are certain things that we run ourselves, like the quantum younging, you know. But when you do research yourself, you can make the figure say whatever you want. Having the independent research, well, as you said, it's double blind. You know, it's totally independent. They're not invested in it. So no, I think the results of the independent researcher is a lot more significant than in-house.
And there is no one else that does that. Nope. So, okay, let me ask you this. How often does a person need to use their CD, and must they continue using it for life?
Again, it can depend on the issue that you're working with. There are some programs I've played for a short period of time, and I've never gone back to them at all. There are other programs I do go back to periodically. The fact is we don't live in sterile environments, you know. For me, I go back periodically to the Esteem program you know, something can happen, or I can make a mistake, and, you know, that old negative talk from childhood can come jumping up saying, see, I told you, you were stupid, you're dumb, you can't do anything, you know. So periodically I go back and work with the Esteem program. I know I worked with the Freedom from Anger program once. This was quite some time ago, but I was having some family issues and I was angry. I was angry, and I put on the anger tape. I only used it for a single day. You know, I tend to play them more extensively in the background, so it's not just for an hour. I just put it on auto repeat and it keeps playing. And I found the anger just dissipated. Now, I don't have a long-term issue with anger. This was one particular problem that I was going through, and I dealt with it right away, and it was gone.
We also have spiritual programs. You work with the spiritual programs?
I do. I do. Opening up to a higher power has to be one of my favorites.
Tell us about your personal library.
My personal library? Oh, wow. I'm going to cheat because I have got my phone right here, because I wear my phone on my hip, and I am playing.
So you can put these all on a smartphone, right?
Yep.
You just slide them under your computer and then onto the smartphone.
That's correct.
There I is do the same thing. So
there
what,
is
what
a correct way to do
library?
That. So if you want to contact us, we can tell you the instructions so that you get the maximum out of it. But yeah, I put it on my phone. And the advantage with the iPhone is it's got the speaker built in. So I don't even need to use headphones. And I just play it really quietly as I'm going about my day. And it's great. So on my phone right this moment, I've got headache relief. Healing from invalidation, opening up to a higher power. I've got psychic abilities. I've got the sleep soundly. I put that on when we were traveling because I didn't want to take a player and my pillow speaker. So I put the sleep soundly on. I've got soaring self-esteem, strategic planning, and peak performance that I have talked about many a time as being the program I use to get things done, because sometimes I can procrastinate. Don't know why. And freedom from stress. So I have got that on my phone right now in the nature format. And then in the music format, I have got developing compassion, which I just put on for our son's sake. So I thought I would put that on and try and get him thinking gentler thoughts. Leader, I'm a great leader. Millionaire Orbit. Again, opening up to a higher power. I just like that one. I like the music on that one. If I want to feel connected, that's the one that I tend to go for. Optimism Plus, you know, that's there for two different reasons. Optimism Plus, it's always good to be optimistic. But it was also the program that you used to play every morning when we first met. So it reminds me of Las Vegas, warm weather in November, the first romance, and being positive. So I think maybe you programmed me to stay at that point.
Okay. Look, we're getting short on time. I'm going to have to cut you off on your title list, but I do want to know this. Do you have any specials right now?
We have our buy four, get one free special. So you can mix and match titles and different technologies. You know, they play the subliminal in the background. If you want a more experiential kind of approach, there's the Ozo and the Ecotech, but it's the buy four, get one free that has the most flexibility. And then a number of our libraries are also deeply discounted.
So where do I go if I want to learn more? I want to maybe read some of the studies. You know, I want to explore the titles, because you've got over 300 titles. So I mean,
we do. It's simply www.innertalk.com. That's INNERTALK, innertalk.com. And if you have problems finding that, go to eldentaylor.com, and we have the link that'll take you out there.
Now, very quickly, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you don't expect this, but you have a couple of really powerful testimonies. One has to do with a speech impediment. The other one has to do with bruxism. Are you willing to share that with us at some time in the future? Just a yes or no, quickly.
In the future, yes, I will.
All right, outstanding. We have come to the end of another hour of Provocative Enlightenment. I want to thank the team at Hay House Radio for making what we do on this show so pleasurable. And, of course, a big thank you to all of you for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed our show, and we'll join us again next week, same time and same place. And if you have comments on our show, do let us know. Okay, until next time, wherever you are in the world, remember, believing in yourself always matters.